Doesn't. Our role stays the same. And, you know, we lost some good coaches. We brought some good coaches up on staff. We're all committed. We're all looking forward to the 2016 season. And we're just going to go forward.
How do you work with Rob?
We work well. We work well together. I mean, he's another guy that's been in this position. He understands offense. He understands defense. So he's been valuable, a valuable asset, and I'm glad we have him.
What exactly does he do?
Whatever we ask him to do. I mean, he's been doing a great job, honestly, with projects, helping to coordinate the defense, you know, basically doing what any coach in his position would do, and that's basically to add to what we already have.
What do you see him doing on defense?
Down on the field next to me and Rex.
Rex is still calling the plays.
I don't know.
How much is he going to be involved with game planning?
Oh, very much. Every coach on our coaching staff will be involved with game planning. We don't singularly game plan. We game plan as a staff, and we take everybody's input and we put it together.
And I mean, how much does your role change at all?
My role doesn't change. My role is exactly the same as it was a year ago.
Kevon Seymour, he's got a lot of praise from some of the coaches this offseason showing up. What have you seen so far?
Well, I mean, he's a rookie. He's a kid that we targeted after going to USC's workout, and he had a good workout. He's continued it since he's been here. Obviously, he's young. He has a long way to go, but he has talent. And we're looking forward to working with him throughout the season.
At his size and speed, is he kind of like the perfect fit for what you like to do?
Well, I mean, if you look at our corners, they're all different sizes and shapes and speeds and whatnot. But he's talented, and we look for talent.
How about adjusting to understanding just Shaq situations and the communication and everything associated with that?
That's not my area. I don't get into that. Talk to Rex about it.
But from an execution of the defense,
when he's healthy, he'll get back out there and he'll be ready to go.
How's Coach Reed doing?
He's doing average.
You guys got anything else?
You guys good? Thanks.
Coach Reed is
elaborate a little bit on Coach Reed and just you know, what he brings and how you see him.
A yellow jacket in 5 years, other than that, nothing.
His energy, his locker room presence.
No, he's been an asset. The younger guys gravitate to him. I mean, he's kind of like our Kobe Bryant, if you will. So, you know, and no, he's Kobe. But anyway, hey, he brings experience. He brings knowledge to our defense. He understands it. So we're expecting big things from Ed on a serious note. But I don't like talking about guys who are standing right over here to my right.
Making sure you see it right.
We good?
Dennis, last thing. Yeah. Rex has talked about how the communication in general, where some of it might have been a problem last year defensively, was better at this point. Could you elaborate on that?
Well, yeah. I mean, the guys are more comfortable in the second year in the system. They're not thinking as much. They understand better what we're trying to get accomplished. And when you do that and you have confidence, you tend to speak up more. When you really don't understand or you're not sure, you tend to be hesitant. So there's less of that now and more of the verbiage that's getting spit out. And we're communicating a lot better than we were at this time a year ago.